On today's 5:45, we have come to the end of our first mini-series here on the show. Over the past week, I have spoken to female councillors, senators, former mayors, and a group working to see more women elected. And the thing that struck me was each of them has a different experience. No story was the same. And I think what we can take from that is when we are developing plans or strategies to get more women into politics, a one-size-fits-all approach is not going to work. They need to be tailored to areas and there needs to be active measures taken. So to finish up, I was joined by Tipperary's youngest female councillor who ran at just 21 after finishing her college exams. Maureen McGrath is an independent councillor in South Tipp and she spoke to me about her journey into politics.
Well, look, as many listeners know, I grew up in it, so I couldn't really help that. But I suppose from a young age, I was always interested and involved in community affairs and local politics, and I always had an interest in national politics. Same thing goes for most people in my family home. But yeah, it was something I was kind of finishing college in 2019 and I got the opportunity, I suppose, to run. It was definitely a daunting task. I was 21 years of age, so a big undertaking by all means. But yeah, I am in it now 4 years. It's hard to believe, like, this time 4 years ago we were in the height of the election and I was finishing my final year exams in college. That's how I got into it, through my family connections and my experience. Yeah, 4 years down the line, I'm still here and doing okay, I think. Every day is different. That's, I suppose, what I love about the job. It's definitely challenging, but I love working with people and I love talking to people and meeting people, and I suppose that's more or less the main part of the job. So yeah, that's why I'm in it.
You mentioned, obviously, everybody will be very aware of your family and who your dad is, but I mean, my mother's a teacher and I'm not a teacher. So why did you decide that politics was the route to go? What had you done in college and then how did you make that decision when you were only 21?
So yeah, I'm one of eight kids, so I always say that I got the short straw when it came to, like, being interested and involved in politics. Yeah, I don't know. I suppose in a house, when we grew up, like, we were always aware of current affairs, aware of needs of the community and helping others. And I grew up a lot of times going to events with my dad, Matty, of course. So it was just kind of a natural thing. In college, I did economics, politics and law in DCU. And again, kind of a natural fit. When I was in college as well, I worked part-time with Deputy Michael Collins. He's a TD in West Cork. And that was interesting as well to see it from that point of view. But it wasn't always an ambition, definitely not. And I always kind of preferred to be behind the scenes than on the front line. And I think that was the most daunting thing about going for election. I remember driving and, like, seeing my face on polls and absolutely cringing, like, just really not a fan of that. And as a young person as well, like you said, I was only 21, I was just not prepared for that. But it goes with territory, I suppose. Being a young person brings a different perspective altogether, and I definitely think it's strength rather than a weakness. And I think maybe during the election, and for some people I'm sure still think that my age is a weakness rather than a strength, but I would definitely disagree. I think I, you know, have a good understanding of a lot of issues that my generation face, but it's still an ability to understand people up the line and down the line, young and old as well, and the struggles that they face on a daily basis. And I see it through my job on a daily basis. But, like, you know, I'm at an age where so many of my friends are immigrating. It's challenging. I still do enjoy the job.
I see a lot of the work that you do, and you, as you mentioned, you engage with a very different demographic of the population, a lot of younger people, like the youth clubs and youth group. When you meet people that are younger, teenagers, people who might have an interest in school, and they say to you, I have an interest in politics, like, what do you say to them? Are you honest and do you outline maybe the pros and cons? Or, yeah, what would your response to them be?
I was lucky when I went into politics. I knew, I suppose, the pros and cons and I knew the demands. But, like, I was very involved in Cordon and Oak, the youth council in Tipperary, as a young person growing up. And I'm still involved in that and in different youth groups. And I so encourage youth participation, no matter what it is, in any kind of organisation. You know, young people have so much to offer. And I think youth engagement in any sort of group is brilliant. But I would, and I'm thinking of specific people who would always be on to me, you know, from Cordon and Oak. And I do, and I suppose, like, it's not all easy, and you do deal with challenging cases. And, people, I think, have a perception, and, like, you go meet people at events, and that's, I suppose, the enjoyable part of it. Day to day, you know, when you're getting calls about people's difficult problems and you're trying your best to help them, you take a lot on board, and I think it's important that you can only try not to take too much on board, because as a young person, I still need to find that balance of, you know, being able to do my job, but also not to be able to deal sensibly with issues, while also trying to be a normal young person as well. You know, I suppose it's a mature role. I have that unique understanding and ability as a young person to also be able to direct people in the right way. But I do, I advise them, like, if there's pros and cons, every day is different. I could, like, someone would ask me in the morning what I'm going to do for the day, and I couldn't tell you what kind of call is going to come my way. It's not a mundane lifestyle by any matter of means.
Outside of, you know, being a young person in politics, you're also a woman in politics. And from my conversations this week, a lot of the feedback I get is things are improving and we're progressing. However, there's still work to do. Does that ever come into your mind? Is it ever a challenge that you've thought of?
I suppose it is and it isn't. Like, I'm very lucky with my family background. I have a lot of support, and I work as well in Ashley's constituency office. And I'm blessed with the team that we have around. My family are really understanding of the commitment that this job requires. And the same doesn't go for everybody. Looking into the future, it's very hard to say what way things will work out, you know, in terms of family life. And I know some of my fellow councillors, female councillors, have discussed that as well, about the challenges that they face in trying to balance the job with family life, because it's not really a 9 to 5 Monday to Friday job. There is definitely challenges, and I see it with colleagues around the country, you know, when it comes to family allowances, maternity leave and things like that. And it is hard to believe in one sense, you know, that there is no clear-cut maternity leave for female councillors. And I worked on the AILG Association of Local Government Working Group in relation to this matter. And I remember when we discussed it in detail with other female councillors around the country, what would work for somebody wouldn't work for somebody else, you know, and it's very difficult. It's not clear cut, but there definitely needs to be improvements made.
Something that's interesting from your background is obviously your dad. Do you ever, you and your dad, disagree on politics? Because look, neither of you are with a party. You're independent. So, you know, you don't have to do, say, the party line or whatever. Do you ever hear something he says or something he raises and go, God, that's not me at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure if any of my family are listening to this, they're probably laughing, because like any family, or maybe any father and daughter, we definitely do have our arguments for sure. But no, there is. And it's only natural, I suppose. And like, we work very closely together, but there is definitely things that we don't agree on. But look, more often than not, we do. And he's elected for Tipperary, and he does his job, and I totally respect him for that, and he works extremely hard, and I suppose it's from that I have my work ethic as well. But it's only normal that you would. I don't think anybody in the world would agree with 100%, but I'm laughing because if anybody's listening at home, they'll be laughing too. They'll say we're always at loggerheads. But that's just the way we are.
And then finally, what's the future of politics for you? I, from hearing you, it sounds like you have a huge passion for it and a lot of energy. It doesn't seem to have dampened any of your enthusiasm for it over the last few years. So what do you see your future as?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. Look, at the moment, like I said, I'm 25. I've been doing this job as councillor for the last 4 years, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy working with people. And there's local elections coming up next year. So, you know, politics is a difficult game, and you never know. It depends on the electorate. It's up to them whether or not they want who they want. So I enjoy working with people, and it's up to the people to see where the future goes, really, more than anything.
Do you intend to run again?
I think so for now, yeah. But every day is different.